This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. California Governor Jerry Brown signed a billion-dollar water plan last week, mostly to improve water infrastructure, how it's stored and transported from where it is to where it's needed. It's just the latest try out here at manipulating nature. Because 100 years ago, William Mulholland, the chief engineer of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, was trying to figure out how to do the same thing and save this city. Lee Staniford has written a new biography of Mulholland, for whom the drive is named, by the way. It's called Water to the Angels, William Mulholland, His Monumental Aqueduct, and the Rise of Los Angeles. Mr. Staniford, it's good to have you with us.
My pleasure to be here.
Give us a scale, would you? A sense of, you call it his monumental aqueduct. How monumental was it?
The very concept to move an entire river about 250 miles away in the Sierra Nevada across the desert, through mountains, over these great chasms to a city by the ocean and do it entirely by gravity, engineer it with a pocket compass and an aneroid barometer, that's an amazing feat.
Where did the idea come from of going all the way up to the Owens Valley, which is all in the back of beyond, far away from L.A., on the other side of the Sierra Nevada, to get the water? Who thought of this?
Mulholland was very forthcoming in giving credit to former Mayor Fred Eaton. When things got bad in Los Angeles in the mid-1890s, he began to try to interest people in the concept of bringing that water all the way to Los Angeles.
Bad, you mean we were running out of water, right?
As early as 1894, yeah. Mulholland was fielding tons of complaints from folks whose water was fishy, from people who lived on the third floor of apartment buildings that couldn't get water pressure. Finally, it got so bad there after the turn of the 20th century, he said to Fred Eaton, "Why don't you show me the source of water you've been talking about forever, Fred?" And they jumped into a buckboard, and it is said that you can trace their route from Los Angeles to the Owens Valley by the glint of the whiskey bottles that they tossed off into the moonlight. Mulholland took a look at that river, and he said, "You know, I think we can do it. I think we can bring this river to Los Angeles."
Los Angeles gets the water. Owens Valley, to be kind, gets the really short end of the stick. I mean, it's an environmental disaster up there. There are toxic dust clouds for decades, and the river is taken from them.
Particularly the south end of the valley, but there have been a lot of mitigation efforts.
Yeah.
If the water had stayed, we would be growing an awful lot more alfalfa in the Owens Valley than we are today, but who knows what would have become of Los Angeles.
Well, what would have?
Engineers figure that 200,000 people, perhaps 250,000 people could be sustained on the natural water supply in ordinary years, not in these past 4 years, that the Los Angeles River could support about 250,000 residents there in the basin.
What does Mulholland say if he could come back to life today and he looks at Los Angeles?
I wish he were alive so I could ask Mr. Mulholland, "We're running out of water in L.A. again. What do you think we should do?"
Yeah.
What he would say, I'm not sure. There are no more undiscovered rivers to tap. Now, whether he would turn toward desalinization or some other conservation project yet unknown, I'm not sure. But his big bugaboo all his life was the fact that people just wouldn't stop coming to Los Angeles. And no matter if you get enough people, it doesn't matter how low the rate per capita of water consumption is, sooner or later you run out.
It's a book called Water to the Angels, about Los Angeles and William Mulholland and the aqueduct that he built. Les Staniford, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.